Acts chapter 27. And when it was decided that we should sail to Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to a centurion named Julius of the Augustan cohort. And going on board an Adramyttian ship, which was about to sail to places along the coast of Asia, we put out to sea, Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And on the next day we landed at Sidon, and Julius, treating Paul kindly, allowed him to go to his friends to receive care. And from there we put out to sea and sailed under the shelter of Cyprus, because the winds were contrary. And having sailed across the open sea, which lies off Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came down to Myra of Lycia. And there the centurion found an Alexandrian ship sailing for Italy, and he put us onto it. And when we had sailed slowly for a considerable number of days, and came with difficulty off Cnidus, the wind not permitting us to go on, we sailed under the shelter of Crete, off Salmone. And coasting along it with difficulty, we came to a certain place called Fair Havens, near which was the city of Lasea. And when considerable time had passed, and the voyage was now dangerous, and also because the fast had already gone by, Paul advised them, saying to them, "Men, I perceive that the voyage is to be with damage and much loss, not only of the cargo and the ship, but also of our lives." But the centurion was persuaded by the navigator and the ship's owner rather than by the things that were being said by Paul. And as the harbor was not suitable for wintering, the majority gave counsel to put out to sea from there, if somehow they might be able to reach Phoenix, a harbor of Crete, facing northeast and southeast, and spend the winter there. And when a south wind blew gently, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, they weighed anchor and sailed along Crete close inshore. But not long afterward there beat down from the island a hurricane wind called Euroquillo. And when the ship was caught by it and was not able to face the wind, we gave way to it and were driven along. And running under the shelter of a certain little island called Clauda, we were hardly able to get control of the small boat. And when they had hoisted it up, they used supports to undergird the ship, and because they feared that they might run aground on Syrtis, they lowered the gear and were so driven along. The next day, as we were being violently storm-tossed, they began to jettison the cargo, and on the third day they threw the ship's gear overboard, even with their own hands. And when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and while no small storm was assailing us, from then on all hope that we might be saved was being abandoned. And when they had been a long time without food, Paul then stood in their midst and said, "O men, you should have listened to me, and not set sail from Crete, and gained this damage and loss. And now I advise you to cheer up, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night an angel of the God whose I am and whom I serve stood by me, saying, 'Do not fear, Paul. You must stand before Caesar, and behold, God has granted you all those who are sailing with you. Therefore, cheer up, men, for I believe God that it shall be so, even in the way in which it has been spoken to me. But we must run aground on a certain island.' But when the 14th night came, as we were being driven about in the Adriatic Sea, about the middle of the night, the sailors suspected that some land was approaching them, and they took soundings and found it to be 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little farther, they sounded again and found it to be 15 fathoms. And fearing that we might run aground somewhere on rocky places, they threw 4 anchors from the stern and wished for day to come. And when the sailor sought to flee from the ship, having lowered the small boat into the sea under pretense of intending to lay out anchors from the bow, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men remain in the ship, you cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the small boat and let it fall away. And until day was about to come, Paul encouraged them all to take some food, saying, "Today is the 14th day that you have continued watching without food, taking nothing. Therefore, I encourage you to take some food, for this is for your salvation, for not a hair from the head of any one of you shall perish." And when he had said these things, and had taken bread, he gave thanks to God before all, and he broke it and began to eat. And all became cheerful, and they also took food. Now we were in all 276 souls in the ship. And when they were satisfied with food, they began to lighten the ship, throwing out the wheat into the sea. And when day came, they could not recognize the land, but they noticed a certain bay, which had a beach, into which they took counsel to drive the ship, if they were able. And casting off the anchors, they left them in the sea, at the same time loosening the bands of the rudders, and hoisting the foresail to the blowing of the wind, they held course for the beach. But striking a sandbar with the sea on both sides, they ran the vessel aground, and the bow stuck fast and remained immovable, but the stern was broken up by the violence of the waves. And the counsel of the soldiers was that they should kill the prisoners, lest anyone swim away and escape. But the centurion, intending to bring Paul safely through, prevented them from their intention, and ordered those who were able to swim to throw themselves overboard first and get to the land, and the rest to follow, some on planks, and others on some of the things from the ship. And so it happened that all were brought safely through onto the land.